This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Dayton Cook. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday rolled out an environmental team that he hopes will steer America toward greater action to curb climate change and to protect the nation's air and water. The president-elect told reporters as he introduced his choices that there was literally no time to waste. Biden compared the climate threat to the calamity of the coronavirus pandemic and pledged to take action.
Just like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change. We need to meet the moment with the urgency it demands, as it would during any national emergency.
The approach is a shift from Donald Trump's presidency, which has been marked by efforts to boost oil and gas production while rolling back government efforts intended to safeguard the environment. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Australia's most populous state of New South Wales recorded 30 new cases of the coronavirus on Sunday as an outbreak in Sydney's Northern Beaches suburbs continued to grow. About a quarter of a million people were put on Saturday into a strict lockdown until Christmas Eve, with the Northern Beaches cluster now at around 70. On Sunday, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said public gatherings across the rest of Sydney will be limited, with household gatherings capped at 10 people and hospitality venues at 300. She urged people in the Greater Sydney area to wear masks in public, though it was not mandatory. The authorities do not know the origin of the virus in the Northern Beaches cases, which genome testing suggests is a U.S. strain. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England, as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. We will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household at Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
Moderna's coronavirus vaccine, which got emergency use authorization Friday night, is shipping on Sunday with deliveries starting on Monday, according to the Army General in charge of distribution efforts to the states. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Just like Pfizer's vaccine,
relax your arm.
Moderna's shots are expected to start right away. General Gasperna says between the two, there will be 7.9 million doses delivered next week to hospitals, doctors' offices, and pharmacies.
We remain on track to allocate around 20 million doses of vaccine to all jurisdictions by the end of December, with distribution of those doses pushing into the first week of January.
General Perna is also apologizing for states not getting the number of doses they thought they would at the start of the rollout.
I take responsibility for the miscommunication.
And says he's fixing and moving forward. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.